Nishiokope is the second smallest community on Hokkaido, the northernmost island in Japan. For the last 17 years, Juno and Nishiokope have exchanged teachers and students. The exchange was initiated by the Northern Region Center, an organization whose aim is to establish connections among the Northern Pacific Rim and Circumpolar countries. Juno's Annie Calkins has been one of the event coordinators for the last 14 years.
They approached us about the possibility of having a teacher from Juno go to Nishiokope to teach English. So 17 years ago, we started that program, and there have been continuously teachers from Juno who go for a year or two to teach in Nishiokope. And every summer, they send their whole group of middle school students.
Juno Elementary School teacher Kurt Rieselbach moved with his family to teach in Japan from 2002 to 2004.
The first year, everything was a surprise. You know, I did everything wrong. I remember showing up at the first barbecue really well-dressed when actually it was very informal. And other times, I'd be very informal and I'd find myself in a very formal situation. I'd be really out of place.
Rieselbach is one of the 9 Juno families hosting the Japanese students this year.
My son was in preschool there, and so we're housing a couple kids that were his friends back when they were 4 or 5 years old.
After a day that included a tour of the governor's mansion, a visit to the Zach Gordon Youth Center, a ride up the tram, and, of course,
Shopping? You go shopping?
The Nishiokope students arrived at Harborview Elementary School to meet their host families, eat hot dogs and salmon dip, and stretch their jet-lagged legs.
What are you playing?
Japanese dodgeball.
According to Calkins, the visit isn't exclusive. The trip receives city and municipal funding from Nishiokope, so generally any interested middle school students are able to travel to Juno.
There's a lot of gift exchanging because that's the protocol.
Part of this protocol included a pre-dinner surprise for the Juno families. The Japanese students then went home with their Juno families.
We played Pictionary, like, a lot to figure out, like, what they wanted and, like, if they needed something and stuff.
We used a lot of sign language and everything.
We were able to kind of communicate. I mean, they knew a little English and we knew no Japanese.
How do you like the glacier?
Oh, yes, very nice. Yes.
Do you have some in Japan?
No, we don't. This is the first time to see the glacier for them.
1, 2, 3.
Glacier!
Great.
Oh, nice.
The group met a bear at the glacier and Mayor Bruce Patello at the Waffle House in Okabe.
One thing I'm curious about, you all had ideas about what Juno was going to be like. What has surprised you most about Juno? Glacier? What else?
It's cold here.
Cold? Isn't it cold where you are? Well, I hope you have a great stay. I know it's a very short one. Most importantly, I hope you come back.
The Nishiokope students toured a local seafood processing plant, watched pods of whales in Stevens Pass, and visited the Daipak Fish Hatchery. After 3 days, they left Juno with plenty of photos to entice next year's visitors, as well as
many shopping bags.
In Juno, I'm Amanda Compton.